We're gonna go ahead and call the meeting to order and take up item two on the agenda, which is roll call.
Hinden?
Here.
Morgan? Nevada?
Here.
Reed?
Here.
Young?
Here.
Holt?
Here.
Hill?
Here, here.
Vanderholt?
Present.
Vasquez? Finney?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
All right, so it appears we have a quorum and the only alternate that's voting, I believe, is George, is that correct?
Actually, both Georges today.
Oh, we got two Georges, wow, wow.
For Mr. Morgan's absence.
Okay, well, that's perfect. Okay, so at this time, we do have a quorum with two alternates that are voting, and we're gonna now stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And we'll be led today by alternate George. Take your pick between the two.
Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, may we see it. Okay, now we're gonna continue on our agenda and take up section four, which is public comment. This time, members of the public may comment to the retirement board regarding any item within our jurisdiction that is not appearing on today's agenda. Public comment can and will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Is there anyone here wishing to speak under the public comment period? No one in person, no one online or phone, so we will now close public comments and continue on. We will take up our section five ex-agenda items. Do we have any today, Leanne? No ex-agenda items. Now we're on to the disabilities. Anyone wanna have any discussions about the disability status report overview? Anything else to note? Okay, we'll carry on. We'll take up our consent calendar this time in section seven. Hope everyone's had a chance to review, and if so, and there's no changes, I'll take a motion to approve as presented.
Also move.
Okay, we have a motion by trustee Young.
Second.
Second by trustee Finney. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, now we're gonna move on to the meat of our meeting, the administrative committee report. Go ahead, Jim.
Wow, this is gonna be quick, huh?
Well, I don't know, you're talking about replacing lobby furniture, and trustee Reed seems to be an interior designer, so I can't wait to hear that feedback.
Well, I gave him my little heads up on it.
Okay.
So, thank you very much. So our administrative committee met on the 22nd, and we took up various items, including primarily the budget. But I guess for sake here of just getting into it, let's do the budget items first. I would, and Paul will lead us through this, but basically suffice to say we found the budget is within compliance of our statutory limits and will be something approaching for $3.5 million for our operating budget. So, Paul, why don't you go ahead now? And I know you have some changes.
Well, we will be covering it under new business. We'll take up the budget and the whole board, but this your report out at this point.
Yeah.
Was that you guys did for the full board's review?
No, correction. That this is where the budget is approved. It's
okay.
Budget adjustments that are.
Oh, but I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, so this is.
Yeah. So this is the opportunity to approve the budget.
So then I'll just note the big changes for this coming year, and that are the CPAS, which is our pension system. We're getting an upgrade, and so we've increased that. Get it open here, sorry. You can see the summary of the big items there on the first page. So that's covered under special department expense, and last year, which is this year we're currently in, would be $345,091. And so we're projecting an increase there of about $300,000 for a total budget next year of $673,732. Some other items of note for the coming year, security monitoring. We've had some issues with our security company presently not being available. And when we call them, them telling us to simply contact police and from their dispatch. So there've been several issues with them, so we procured another company.
And Paul, is that association related or is that strictly building by building related?
That's with our building alone.
Okay.
The association has had ongoing discussions regarding contracting for security for the entire complex.
Okay.
And they can't seem to move forward on that.
Right.
And also, just by way of comment on the CPAS, that is a large ticket item. That would be the cash outflow that we're expecting. It is an item that can be capitalized, so it would be depreciated over 5 years. So it actually doesn't hit the budget at that high dollar amount.
Yeah, and so there's a few other items, office expense. That's mainly for the trustee elections that are upcoming. And then the postage and mail, as we've seen an uptick in that. So those are some of the major changes for the budget for next year.
So, let's see, Leanne, should we take it up as a motion now?
This is the opportunity to approve the budget, yes.
For the approval of the budget in total, okay. So I'd entertain a motion for approval. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve the budget.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, we have a first and a second, so all those in favor of the budget signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Excuse me. So the next item to take up, let me look here real quick. So the administrator, let's see, we need to take up the fiscal year for the Tessera Property Inc. budget, correct? Is that right?
We just did the budget, so.
The whole budget?
For the next fiscal year, yeah.
Okay.
You would want to take up the March 31st financial statements.
Okay, then, okay, I'm sorry, I see, I made a mistake. Okay, so let's review the financial statements for March, period ending March 31st, 2024. So Paul, you want to review those with us, please?
Sure, the standard quarterly financials, nothing large of note here.
Anyone have any questions, comments on the financials?
Okay, so again, do we need a motion on this or?
Yes, but actually these are board actions, so the chair actually should be.
Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry, Pete.
Okay. If there's no questions or comments on the financial statements, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion to approve them as presented.
Also move.
Motion by trustee Young.
Second.
Second by trustee Polk, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Motion passes. Okay, now on to the lobby furniture.
Lobby furniture. So as you all know, we've discussed replacing the lobby furniture at different times. It was brought up to the committee, and so the committee, after much discussion, the consensus of the committee was to the consensus was that this was in the purview of the retirement administrator to make decisions regarding furniture and not necessarily if the board and if the budget allows for it. And I believe they had enough or had some amount in the budget to look at our lobby changes that they might find needed. So that that issue has been moved back to the our administrators to consider. So any comments or discussion on that? Okay, and then secondly, the recovery plan in case of a disaster was updated. And I don't know, Paul, do you want to kind of review that quickly, if there's anything significant?
Sure. We put the plan in place back in 2008, it was revised again in 2019, and to include some contingencies. But this one, it's really been not too many changes, just adding some additional contingencies.
We learned a lot when we were handling the emergency due to the pandemic, and so those things that we learned, as well as the resources that were made available that we didn't have before, have been incorporated into the new plan.
So, does that need a board approval?
Okay. If there's no questions or comments about the disaster continuity recovery plan, I'll entertain a motion from a trustee. Trustee Polk over here had his hand up quickly. I'll give you the second, Trustee Young. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Motion passes unanimously.
So, Mr. Chairman, that concluded our meeting.
Okay. Now we'll move on to new business, which is the adjustments to the 2023-2024 budget. Discussion and action. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so I do have some copies of a revision that we just recently had to make. Wasn't the time to make the meeting. So I'll give out the paper copy.
Oh, Jim, already have one. That's
right. Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, sir.
So this is the current fiscal year budget that we're in right now. In that column second to the far right, you see the requested adjustments. Anything that is requiring more is in black. Anything or reducing is in red. You can see just various adjustments, data processing, computer hardware, minor adjustments. Outside counsel has a pretty large reduction, about 37,000.
Can you explain that? Why it was such a significant reduction over what we had budgeted? I mean, clearly we didn't use the outside counsel, but I know that we had budgeted that, and was that something that was different than normal years or not?
The budget amount was not different from other years. What we are seeing is a decrease in the need to go to outside counsel for review of investments, particularly private equity, because that is now in the purview of the discretionary mandate with Verus. So that is a significant savings to the plan. Because we're still kind of in the midst of that transition, the budget for next year has been maintained. Okay. But I would suspect that in the future we'll be able to pare that down significantly.
Good.
You can see on page two, postage and mail, there's been some increases there. And the one that the last minute one, there's some yellow highlights on the far left to highlight that. Professional services, we had Brown Armstrong invoiced us for the Tessera Property Inc. taxes. Last year they invoiced us in October, so we paid it in this fiscal year. This year they invoiced us in May, and we paid it in this fiscal year. So we'll watch that for future years to make sure we're not doubling up, but that's what happened, doubling up there. So we had to increase that and decrease a few.
Okay, any questions, comments about any of the requested changes?
Yeah,
just quickly, that security, that's the question that was asked earlier, that's our security, is that right? The $2,000.
That was a balancing item in this fiscal year, not related to the security next fiscal year.
Okay.
And that also includes our onsite alarm system as well.
Okay. Any questions, comments about that? I will entertain a motion on these adjustments.
I'll move.
Okay, we have a motion by trustee Finney.
I'll second.
Oh, a second by trustee, can I just say Garcia, or you want me to say Garcia Perez?
Garcia's good.
Okay, all right, I'll go with that. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, now we're gonna move on and take up our education item section of our meeting. We have a request to approve the summary education reports as filed. I'll entertain a motion.
Also move.
Oh, I'll give that one to trustee Beveda, he's awake over there, and I'll give you the second again, Jim, I know you're awake. So, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, discussion possible action regarding available educational events, you have a list in front of you, if you're interested, let Melanie or Leanne know, and you'll get some educational hours. Okay, now we'll continue on and take up our communications section of our meeting. Item one, we have the treasury quarterly investment report.
So that is provided quarterly to you, because we do maintain our operating cash at the treasurer's office, so we wanna make sure that you're informed of what they're doing with our money.
Okay, do anyone have any questions or comments about the Tulare County Treasurer or the treasurer's office? Make comments about the treasurer, because he's not here. Okay, seeing none, we will move on and take up our upcoming meeting section of our retirement board meeting. Please note the following meetings, we have a retirement board meeting on June 26th, we've got a retirement board meeting on July 10th, and then we also have the trustee education presentation calendar. Anything to note for changes, Leanne, or not?
The only thing that has been added is, you'll recall at the last meeting, Jeff McLean mentioned the asset liability study, and that is on target to be delivered to you in September, so that has been added to this calendar. That's the only change.
Great. Anyone have any questions or comments about any of the education or presentation items? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to section 13, trustee staff comments. Does anyone have anything for the good, bad, or otherwise of the order? Crickets. Now we'll move on to, let's see, trustee Finney's favorite item on the agenda is when his vote actually counts in section 14, that's adjournment. Thank you all for attending today. Have a great day.
Was that just 18 minutes?